Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And you heard exactly what the sounder said. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Damian Dede Lewis in, and as you've been hearing throughout the fourth quarter of the Atlanta Hawks broadcast with Mike Conti and Steve Holman, not official from the Hawks themselves, but Sham Charania putting it out there that the Hawks have completed a trade with the Washington Wizards, sending Trey to D.C., and in return, Hawks are going to get C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. So, what does it all mean for the future of this franchise here in Atlanta? I think it's quite simple. They're ready to focus on this youth that they have. If you've been listening and paying attention to Dukes and Bell, and really throughout all the shows here on the station, everyone's had their various opinions. But on the Dukes and Bell show, we've kind of all kind of come to the agreement, Carl, Mike, myself, and Oren, that it was beginning to feel like the relationship had run its course. Nothing against Trey. Not a slight against Trey Young at all. A lot of people took that as Trey hate. It was not Trey hate. It's like a relationship where two people, they like each other a lot. And they've loved each other maybe in the beginning, they thought. But as time goes on, they realize they're not on the same path anymore. And that's what this has become in my eyes. So, Atlanta, we want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. We're not going to waste any time. Trey Young, according to Shams Charania, has been traded to the Washington Wizards in return for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. What do you think? What are your feelings? How do you view this? 404-726-0929. Again, not wasting any time. Let's go ahead and head out to Johnny in Atlanta. Johnny, whatever you do, my brother, keep it courteous, friendly, and respectful. Don't be, you know, if you're too emotional about it. What's going
I'm
on,
not,
Johnny?
I'm not. It's a typical Hawks move. You traded an all-star for nothing. That's another Dominique Wilkins, Danny Manning move. You got nothing for him. You can say you got an expiring contract, but people don't realize if Trae Young never picked up his player option, he would be an expiring contract too. So basically, you got nothing for him. You got Corey Crisper, who averaged 9 points. We already got somebody like that. His name is Zachary Shea. We wasted our first round number one pick on somebody who averaged 9 points, even though he did good tonight. But we already got somebody like that. So you got nothing for him. You got no picks. So you just should just let him stay there and just let him not walk at the end of the season because you got nothing for him. That's my opinion on it. And I'm sick and tired of y'all should trade him a long time ago. Should not even trade him a long time ago. We actually got something for him.
All right, Johnny, appreciate the call and appreciate the passion. Listen, I knew this is what this was going to be when I got the call, got the message that I was going to be doing this prior to getting into Prep Sports Nation. We'll do that in about an hour for those who do tune in regularly for Prep Sports Nation. Just programming note for you on that. We're going to take calls because this is big, Atlanta. This is huge. This is one of our biggest stars in Hawks history being moved in a long time to that caller's point since Dominique, arguably, right? And so there's going to be a lot of emotion. There's going to be a lot of passion. But I can guarantee, and maybe, you know, it won't happen tonight in this hour, but I can guarantee you there may be some fans out there that feel like it was time to move on. But we want to hear from you. Let's head out to Sam in Dunwoody, 404-726-0929. Sam in Dunwoody, what do you think? Trae Young is no longer Atlanta Hawk. How do you feel about it?
Hey, good evening. Absolutely heartbroken, distraught, and emotionally unavailable tonight after hearing this news. Absolutely disappointed in the local and national media for pushing narratives over the years that have, I would say, deteriorated this relationship between the organization and Trae Young. Ultimately, I feel like it's a failure on the organization and on the Atlanta Hawks as a whole to trade away Trae Young, one of, if not the best superstar that we've had in the city of Atlanta for the Hawks.
Appreciate that call, Sam. And listen, I get that. I said it earlier on Dukes and Bell today that it is a disappointment if this was going to come true. And it was, for me, it's a disappointment because the expectations that we thought we would have, what this team could be with Trae Young, it just never came to fruition. And then we thoughtokay, we pick up Kristaps Porzingis and we bring in Naw, and we felt like, okay, now we've got some pieces for this team to really maybe really make that push. And then, unfortunately, Trae goes down early. Then when he does come back, things just don't – it just did not look right. And this is just my eye, all right? I don't want to push what I'm saying onto anyone. Everyone is entitled to how they feel. And if you are angry about this, 100%, I understand. Trae Young, arguably, again, one of the best Hawks players in franchise history. He's third in assists, which I love because I'm old school. He's a true point guard from that vantage point. I get it that some people question his shooting of late and say that he has not been the same from that vantage point. Overall, ultimately, it just started to feel like the puzzle piece no longer fit with this particular puzzle, in my opinion. And therefore, versus them trying to force something to be, why not do what they did and come to an agreement that, yes, it is time to move on? And if reports by Sham earlier in the week in which he was saying that Trae and the Hawks agreed that he no longer felt like he fit, then you got to give Trae props for that. He understands. He sees what this team is. This team has a nice young core that, look, I look at teams like OKC. I look at teams like San Antonio. They've got the young cores. I say go get assets to start to add to that young core, because now you can possibly have yourselves a team that is competing at a high level, and it's a nice nucleus that you can have together for a few years. But that's just me. Again, 404-726-0929, Atlanta, how you feel? Trae Young no longer an Atlanta Hawk. Damian and Monroe, how you feeling, brother? How you feeling about this one?
How you doing, Dede? I'm not feeling great about it. More so not because I'm mad about it, just I don't trust what the Hawks got out of it. You know, you got to, for me, you're trading your superstar away in the NBA. Let's get somebody in here, some picks, something to get the city going. And you essentially got C.J. McCollum, nice piece, but he's aging. Corey Kispert, I'm just not a fan of it. Maybe it's PTSD from being a diehard Atlanta fan. But it was just one of those where I'm just like, man, we traded them within the conference, within the division. So there were things that just didn't sit well with me where I'm like, maybe we could have got more from this. I get Trae being done, the young nucleus. I do love what Jalen Johnson's been doing, you know, Alexander Walker, the whole nine. But it was just like, I don't feel it had enough time. And then if you are going to make the move, what you got back is just, it doesn't sit well with me. But that's all I got, man.
Damian, appreciate the call and understand the sentiments. Yes, it's tough. But, guys, 8 years, 8 seasons. And outside of when we got close against the Bucks to get into the Eastern Conference Finals, we really haven't seen anything develop. Now, I agree with Dukes and Bell and some of the other people that had the sentiment that the Hawks never properly built around Trae Young. I 100% agree with that. But to that same token, now we see the direction where this team kind of is. Again, with these young players in Jalen Johnson, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Risha Shea, who, man, what a night for him tonight. And that's what we've been wanting to see. I get it, CJ McCollum expiring contract. But again, this is all about assets, guys. This is all about the future. It's almost, I don't want to say a reset, but they like what they have in that core, in my opinion. I think they're saying we've got a nice young core. We're not going to force this issue. We're going to move forward. Thank you. Sorry, guys. And then see where this goes as we try to bring in more pieces, younger pieces through the draft. Remember, guys, that Pelican. Look, we got that win over the Pelicans tonight, and we've got that pick, which very well could be a top three pick if the Pelicans continue to have the season that they are currently having. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's go to Frank and McDonough. Hold me down. I was just down that way. Frank, how you doing, man? How you feeling about this trade of Trae Young?
The trade is straight garbage. I thought the whole point was you didn't want to trade to walk for nothing. So you was going to trade them, maybe get some assets, but you didn't get nothing. All you did was just swap expiring contracts. So basically you just want to trade out the door, which is a load of garbage. And to me, you said that everything has run its course with Trae, and it kind of went dull. So when does everything run its course with Quinn Snyder? I mean, if the Braves can move on from Brian Snicker and the Falcons can fire Raheem Morris, then when is Quinn Snyder on the darn hot seat? Because now with Trae Young is gone, you have no more excuses. Everybody keeps talking about, well, Trae can't play defense, as if the guy Trae Garden is scoring 60 points a game. I mean, Porzingis was barely available for how many games? And you've been out rebounded, I don't know how many games, so it makes no sense. But it is what it is. I'm glad Trae is moving on, and hopefully, he can go to like a playoff contender once the season is over with, because he's not going to be with the Washington Wizards next year. They're not going to re-sign him. But, hopefully, San Antonio will pick him up, because I think Victor Wembanyama, he likes Trae. And as far as the city goes, I mean, you guys are going to find out real quick that the real problem was Quinn Snyder. And you keep talking about this so-called core, but you got nothing for Trae. All you did was swap. And I think that's what people are really upset about. You were supposed to get some type of assets. You didn't get nothing.
Well, let me jump in,
okay,
real quick, Frank, because according to reports now, what this move does, because again, McCollum's like, to your point, yes, you're trading expiring contracts, but this move reportedly does add a financial flexibility for the Hawks. So if they do want to spend big, all right, in the next several months here, they'll have the flexibility to do so. I'm not saying that they will. So you kind of got to look at it from that vantage point, too. Me personally, though, I'm just looking at it from what it means for the future, in my opinion, in regards to the youth that they have, the draft assets that they currently have, and potentially maybe they can get some more in there to add to this. Because, again, I keep looking at the way OKC and San Antonio have done things.
We already know what's going to happen. Tony Ressler is not going into the luxury tax, so if you're going to expect Tony Ressler to actually spend big and bring in a huge free agent, it's not going to happen. I mean, for them to talk about Anthony Davis coming in, that mass unit, we already have a mass unit. And, Porzingis. So, I'm like, I don't trust, Tony Ressler to go beyond, what it takes. So, I'm sorry. I just don't trust his organization. I mean, you messed up with the general manager. I mean, the last general manager didn't agree with direction y'all going, so he's gone. And then you bring in Landry Fields. He couldn't do nothing. And now you got – I can't even name the general manager they got now. So, to me, it's this whole thing is just messed up.
Frank, I appreciate the call, man. We want to definitely make sure we get to some other calls. And I want to remind you all out there, the Hawks have not put out anything official, but obviously Sham Sharania, you know, he's been pretty spot on with everything he's been putting out there. He's been on top of this Trae Young thing. It was him earlier today that said that the Wizards were Trae Young's top destination in regards to if he was going to be traded. So while the Hawks have yet to put anything official out, this move does look like it is definitely a done deal. And we'll keep monitoring. Now, let's go back to the phone lines. Will in Atlanta, how you feeling about the Hawks moving on from Trae Young?
Hey, man, I'm happy they did it. It's about daggone time they did that, miss. I mean, I don't know what these callers talking about. I don't really know basketball from what I'm hearing. I mean, the last caller just said, why she don't want him? I said, Travis Schlenk was the one who drafted Trae Young.
And that's where Travis Schlenk is at, in D.C.
And that's where Travis Schlenk is at. That's where he's going to get a max deal from. Nobody else. It wasn't a big market for Trae Young. And that's what people are failing to realize, because a lot of NBA players don't want to play with him. I mean, he's a ball-hogging guard, a small guard that takes bad shots. I mean, even though his assist numbers and points is up there, but he's holding the ball. And then on the defensive side, he's horrendous. I mean, at the end of the day, if anybody that knows basketball, the Hawks look way better without him. And I think, you know, the financial flexibility, now they got three expiring contracts they could do. They could be players at the trade deadline, because they got that one chip that's gold right now. That's the pick from New Orleans.
Yeah, man. And that's, you know, I actually asked the boss, Mike Conti, earlier today, I believe it was, because I was just trying to think, like, I don't want to try to do a straight-up trade player for player when it comes to Trae, right? I want to try to get a situation, to your point. Those expiring contracts create assets for the Hawks, because, again, I look at what they're able to build. Like, that core that they have, I think people are underestimating the core. And I think maybe it's the fact that people feel like, I don't know if maybe people feel like the Hawks are going to fall off now. I just don't see it that way. I feel like they've got something really good to build for, and it was just evident Trae no longer fit with what was going on within this organization. So appreciate the call, man, and let's keep them rolling. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Reggie in Atlanta. Reggie, how do you feel about the trade? Hawks move on from Trae Young.
This trade is a hot mess.
Hot mess. Go ahead.
Why do you trade a 27-year-old star that the city is starving to have? I don't get it. Like, only thing probably about this trade is that the tickets will get a lot. They already cheap, so they'll get a lot cheaper. That's the only positive that I can see out of this trade. We're trading somebody that, like, y'all keep saying that he don't play defense. Luka don't play defense. Donovan Mitchell don't play defense. The top scorers rarely play defense. But these guys are not, Trae can put up 30, but his guy's not going to put up 30 every night. That's not what's going to happen.
Well, part of the problem,
when you finally get him some help, you trade him away. I don't get that.
Well, part of the problem, too, though, Reggie, is Trae's scoring, if we're honest, it hasn't been what we thought. And I don't know. Maybe he was still kind of the injury was lingering. I don't know. I know a lot of people feel that way about his
double-double for the career.
Well, which, you know, you bring up a whole nother different subject for me, in my opinion. Like, his numbers were where they, in my opinion, where a point guard's numbers should be. But if he's your superstar, right, Trae needs to be 25 and 15 a night. And of late, we weren't getting that.
But this put us back where we started. Now we only back at one superstar.
But that's what I think people are worried about. The fact that they feel like it's a setback, it's a reset. I gotta be honest with you. I just feel like you've got a good amount of young players that you can start to build from within that little nucleus. Look, I don't have a problem with Trae Young. I love Trae Young. I think he's a phenomenal player. But it just started to look like he and the player in this team no longer fit together. And that's, people have to understand, that's okay. Things run their course.
I got one more question.
Go ahead.
Because Jalen Johnson has been hurt for the past couple years. And we know Porzingis, his health issues.
So what do we do when they go down?
Well, we about to find out. Appreciate the call, man. I want to try to get one more in here before we go to break. Because, again, we're taking your calls for the next, well, now I guess about another 45 minutes or so. So 404-726-0929. Corey in Decatur. Eastside, where is greater? What do you think? You happy? You sad? You mad? You want to punch somebody in the face? Trae Young is gone.
Absolutely, man. It's like it's a whole nother Dominique Wilkins situation. It's like every other organization, when they trade their superstars, they get something back for it. This expiring contract crap, man, is just it, I just don't see it. You know, you talk about Trae Young, he don't play defense, like the other caller said. Yes, he's an offensive player, so of course he's not going to play defense. You see what I'm saying? Then it's like he only had a handful of games where we've had the whole full roster. Of course they have to gel. So you didn't even give him time to gel with the roster that we have. I'm sick of it, man. It's just like, man, I'm 45 years old, man. It's just like it's always when we get a superstar, we ship him out for peanuts.
I 100% understand the sentiment, and talking to Noel before we started, I like we said, this was probably going to be the case. So appreciate the call. We're going to go to break, but let's see. We got Kelvin in Ellenwood, Sharon in Athens, Kevin in Buckhead. Hold on. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back because we want to take your calls again. It is not official from the Hawks, but it is being reported that the trade to the Washington Wizards in return for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert has been official, and we want to continue to take your reaction. So we'll go to break here and come back. And again, Kelvin, Sharon, and Kevin, y'all hold on. We're going to take more of your calls on the other side. Breaking news, Trae Young, no longer Atlanta Hawks. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wow, what a week. Damian Dede Lewis live in the Kia Studios. And we started off the week with news that the Falcons were moving on from Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot to to much of you's delight, and now, not quite the same. Reports are out there that the Hawks have officially traded Trae Young to the Washington Wizards. In return, the Hawks receive C.J. McCollum, who's on an expiring contract, and Corey Kispert. Now, the Hawks, still to my knowledge, as I most recently checked, have not put out anything official. Shams Charania broke the news actually during the fourth quarter. Trae Young actually at the game tonight at State Farm Arena, sitting on the bench. There was some moment. In fact, I had just hopped into my car. I was leaving Holy Innocence. I hop in my car, and Mike Conti literally says, "Steve, hold on, it's happening." And Shams puts the tweet out that Trey's been traded. So, Atlanta, we are taking your calls to see how you feel. Because, and I got to say, it's about 98% Noel, people saying they're not happy with this.
Also, it's more people like me, because I'm not happy with this.
And you're not happy with it because?
Okay, I'm going to rephrase that. I'm happy and unhappy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy because it takes a scapegoat off the table for the front office of whatever is going on with this team and has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
We can't put it on Trae Young anymore, so now all eyes will be on the front office of how do we move forward. But I'm unhappy or sad to some extent because I feel like there's a world where this should have worked and it shouldn't have come down to this, where he's just walking out of the tunnel in the middle of the game to mm-hmm. right before we start to get reports of what's going on. It's just a sucky feeling. I do think, though, this was the move that was best to move forward for this franchise.
Right.
Because we kind of were stuck in neutral with whatever we were going to do with Trae Young.
Yeah.
And whether that's Trae Young's fault or not Trae Young's fault, it really doesn't matter as far as where the Hawks were going.
We
were just kind of stuck in this perpetual purgatory of being mid and being in the play-in and not really getting any benefit for, you know, being mid. I mean, we got a number one draft pick.
Yeah. Well, it's like the guy that won't put a ring on it.
Kind of.
That's exactly what this was.
And I think both sides, like especially once we got to this season and we didn't really get a contract coming into this season.
Oh, you kind of knew.
Yeah, it was kind of like neither side was ready.
Yeah.
Like both sides was filling each other out. And then we got to the injury. And, you know, it just unfolded the way it unfolded to get here. But to your point, we got all the nuggets on the way here to show that we were getting here. So this isn't really a surprise,
right,
whether we like it or love it. But now I'm hoping that this team can finally move forward in a positive direction.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what this is all hopefully all about, right? And it sounds like everybody was, you know, cool with everything. It didn't appear to be like any type of tensions between either side, meaning Trae Young or the Hawks. And that's what you kind of needed. You just needed it to be a easy move. Yes, I'm pretty sure the Hawks knew the backlash from the fan base was going to be coming. But at the same time, if this was a move because they really feel good about what they have planned for the future, we're going to have to sit back and see if it unfolds. Kelvin and Ellenwood, you've been holding patiently, and I really appreciate it. How you feeling, man? Hawks move on from Trae Young.
Oh, terrible idea. Terrible. I mean, it's like you said, everybody that has been negative about it, they're exactly right. It's Dominique Wilkins all over again. I mean, we built this concept of marketing around Trae. So imagine now when you start coming to the arena and nobody's there. Then they start complaining about, oh, the attendance is terrible. Nobody's coming to the games anymore. Oh, maybe it's time to move the team. So you got to start thinking about stuff like that. This whole concept of expiring contracts for who? Who's coming to Atlanta?
Well, that's what we're hoping to find out. And here's the thing. I appreciate the call, Kelvin. Kelvin, you're probably maybe the third or fourth person tonight on this and here on this show. And then I've heard it throughout, throughout the day with Dukes and Bell. People kind of compare it and liken it to this is just like how it was with Dominique. Guys, Dominique and the Hawks consistently were in the playoffs. Can we say that about Trae Young and the Hawks? Consistently in the play-in up until last year for a few seasons? Okay. If that's what you call playoffs, Dominique Hawks was a different Hawks, in my opinion. I don't think you can really – I guess you can equate it in the terms of superstardom, if you want to do that. But in terms of what the team was accomplishing, I don't know that you can kind of really put them on the same plateau, if that makes sense. 404-726-0929. Hawks move on from Trae Young. Let's go to Todd, Southwest Atlanta. I see the SW. Anytime I see a SW, I automatically think it's a Southwest Atlanta. Talk to me, Todd. How you feeling?
I mean, I ain't going to sit up in there like I'm some fanboy and everything. But all my life, Falcons, Hawks organization, they suck. You know, you just basically wasted, you know, his time here in Atlanta because you didn't build a team around him and everything. And what we getting back? CJ McCollum, a savvy veteran. But, I mean, what are we doing? We trying to go to the playoffs? We trying to win a championship? What is the organization doing? What is the general manager doing? Because it's like we just stuck, you know, mediocre, doing nothing. And it's totally different from Dominique back then. What are we doing to build a team? The general manager go out and get Porzingis, and what else? What are we doing? So we sent an injured player back to Washington, Trae Young. So my question is, what about Magic City? They going to change the wings now? That's what I want to know.
Appreciate the call, man. That's real Southwest right there, too. Listen, I get it. But, guys, it's been 8 years. And I'm not saying – I mean, you're spot on, if we're honest. The Hawks didn't really supply Trae with a lot of the right tools. We'll say it that way, all right? Yeah, they might have gave him a couple things that should have worked, but they didn't really put a complete tool set around them in the eyes of most. And I think we probably all agree with that. However, I will say this. I stand on this. The piece that he was no longer fit to the current puzzle that the Hawks are. All right. And Trae Young apparently kind of started to feel this way himself. And look, it was great. It's not a knock on him. But again, it's the guy that don't put the ring on it, ladies and gentlemen. How long are you going to wait around for that relationship to go to what you want it to be when that commitment ain't there, right?
And that's why I think this breakup is perfect.
Right, exactly.
Now, Trae no longer has the burden of trying to be the face of this franchise for whatever that meant for him. And the franchise no longer has the burden of having to try to figure out how to build around him.
Exactly. And I'll be honest with you. To me, the last few Hawks games that I've been watching, to me, Trae, and I don't even know that necessarily Washington is going to how well that – I don't even know that he's – you know, obviously Trae wants a payday, right? I don't even know that that situation is going to be necessarily the perfect situation. I look at Trae. Trae needs to go to a – if we're honest, he needs to be on the Lakers.
I mean
– he needs to be on a team where he just needs to facilitate. That's who he is now in his career, in my opinion, all right? The team that we have here in Atlanta – wasn't built for him to be the facilitator. It was still, to your point, people still wanted him to be that dude, right? Mm-hmm. You got an emerging star in Jalen Johnson who's ready to take that step.
Day-Day, I think you just hit the nail on something.
Go ahead.
I think you just hit the, you hit the nail on the head. I think the new role that we needed Trae to be was impossible for him to be on two fronts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we wanted him to be it, even though we wanted him to be it, if that makes sense. Because him being a facilitator means a completely different Trae, right? That means
exactly.
We're not putting up the 25 points.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I said earlier. In my opinion, he was at, I think he, I'll have to pull it up, but I want to say he was at 15 and 10.
And
that's where I felt like he needs to be as a point guard, but that doesn't go with this team.
That doesn't go with this city. I think we have an idea around what he's supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
and him trying to even take that step back also created some type of slight on his game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, oh, now he can't do this or can't do that. And it was like, was it or am I trying to fit on this team?
So exactly.
To your point, yeah, I think even him trying to fit wasn't fitting.
Exactly.
Because he wasn't being what we want. Like, we want Trae to be Trae, but also fit within this team. And I don't think those two structures.
They didn't go together. Exactly. 404-726-0929. Taking your calls, Atlanta. How you feel? Trae Young, no longer Atlanta Hawk. Let's head out to Buckhead and talk to Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hey, this is a great
call. You guys are hitting the nail on the head. So first, let me say I was a true fan of Trey Young, Ice Trey. I mean, he brought excitement to the city. I remember when he first got here, he was filling the seats, hitting those threes. I mean, and the alley-oops to Clint Capella. I mean, he was doing it, but we could not get but so far with Trey. I mean, I'm sorry he stepped on the foot of that referee that I still think was not cool. That ref should have gotten out of his way. But, you know, I regret. But I will say this. We went as far as we could with Trey. Okay, just like you pointed out about Dominique. I was here when they traded Dominique. I was pissed off about that, but I had to realize we could only go so far. We did what we could do with him. You know, these organizations are built to win. They want to go win. And then if you're doing the same thing over and over and you're not getting a different result, that's called insanity. So we had to do something. But I will say this. Let me say this right here. Everybody's calling in and saying, we didn't put no pieces around Trey. You didn't build around Trey. Well, what was getting Jalen Johnson and putting him in a starting position and getting rid of John Collins? What was going to get the great barrier thief, right? What was going to get, Gnaw? Right. What was all of that this past summer when everybody in the NBA was saying the Hawks won they won the offseason.
Right.
And so
right.
They put pieces around Trey, but they discovered when they put pieces around Trey and Trey got hurt that they were a better team with the pieces they put to help Trey without Trey. That's what they discovered. We all see it. Look at the triple-double that that Jalen Johnson was averaging while Trey was on the bench, and they were winning, okay? So, you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for. And I love Trey. I hate to see him go. I wish him all the success in the world. When he comes back to play in Atlanta, we got to show up and show out for Trey and wish him all the best. But we got to move on. We got to win. And I think that this trade has not totally manifested itself yet. I think there's some more coming. And you know, like you said earlier, they've got, you know, all these expiring contracts coming up for the trade deadline. They got New Orleans pick that seems like it's going to be a lottery pick. So let's just, you know, reserve, you know, our criticism. And the final thing I want to say is this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody speaks about how Trey identified with the city and the city embraced him and everything. Jalen Johnson, pay attention. It's your time now. Mm-hmm. You got to be that guy that Trey was in this city because you're the one that got the talent on the team now. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate the call, Kevin. All right, we're going to go to break. Akiva and Coach, please hold. We want to take your calls when we come back on the other side. 404-726-0929. Trey Young has been traded to the Washington Wizards in return for C.J. McCollum. And what's the other boy's name? I don't forgot just that fast. C.J. McCollum and Corey Crispert. All right, so we're taking your calls on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Breaking news, just like the Sounder said, Trae Young sent to the Washington Wizards. Wow, we kind of knew it was coming. We heard earlier today from Sham Sharania, who said that the Wizards were his top destination choice. Well, it looks like he got his wish. Hawks get back C.J. McCollum, who's on an expiring contract, and Corey Kispert. Now, here's the deal. A lot of people are like, hey, we ain't getting nothing back. And we want to hear from you, Atlanta, 404-726-0929. I think you have to understand that this more than likely was not a move to get anything back in the terms of talent right this minute. All right? It became evident, in my opinion, the Hawks realized they've got something good for the future. It became to where it looked as if Trae no longer kind of fit what that future could be. They tried it for 8 years, y'all. 8 seasons. All right? You dated this girl for 8 years, and she don't want to commit. All right? You didn't get the ring, okay? And that's what this was. It's okay to mutually agree that it's not working anymore, and I think that's what happened here. So, 404-726-0929. Atlanta, how you feeling? Trae Young no longer with the Atlanta Hawks. Akivia, Atlanta, talk to me. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good about this.
Okay, and why is that?
I think that last year Trae Young did pretty well, but now this year that the Hawks have Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jalen Johnson is playing a lot better, that what they're getting is equal or even more than what Trae was giving off.
All right. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Trae Young and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, when Trae Young and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Dyson Daniels are on the same team, it didn't work out so well because Nikhil Alexander didn't end up being a starter, so they ended up it didn't end up working out. But now that Trae Young is got traded, now Nikhil Alexander could do whatever he does. And he's doing very well. He knows how to drive in. And also, I'm assuming they're getting some height from the Wizards.
All right. Appreciate the call on that. And here's the player that I really feel like is going to benefit from this. Zachary Richichet. And I say that to say this, because there was talks that people were like, maybe the Hawks should move on from him. I'm like, first of all, it's way too soon to make that decision. Two, Zachary Richichet, the challenge is with Trae when he was with the team and with Jalen Johnson, he really, in my opinion, wasn't getting the opportunity to really display what he could do. We saw a good amount of that tonight. But I just felt like, I don't know if it was a Quinn thing and how he wasn't really sure how to use him, But I feel like now with Trey officially being moved on from, I think Zachary Richechet is going to be able to benefit. And, you know, hopefully he's able to take advantage of this opportunity and really show out and show that he was worth being that number one overall pick a couple of seasons ago. Coach in Atlanta, appreciate you. You've been holding really patiently, Coach. How you feeling? Trey Young being traded to the Washington Wizards.
Well, you know, as a longtime person in the city, this move tonight made me realize that the Atlanta Hawks and the Atlanta Falcons solidified themselves as being the worst franchise in the history of sports. And these type of moves are part of it. And along with that, it sickened me to my stomach when I listen to you guys at this radio station and some of the earlier shows and people talk about Trae Young defense. Last time I checked, Allen Iverson and Stephen Curry, none of those guys was accused of being defensive players. He wasn't a defensive player when he was drafted out of college. So for people to throw that up now, it just shows that even some of these commentators don't have a clue about how to analyze sports and how to analyze players. And with the Falcons, to give a man 2 years with a pitiful franchise and throw him under the bus with the worst receiving corps in football and the worst tight end ever, and to blame it on the coach, it just shows that the Atlanta Falcons and the Atlanta Hawks deserve the dubious honor they have of being the absolute worst franchise in the sports history. Thank you, sir.
Coach, appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, listen, the Falcons thing, you know, that – look, you're probably the, I won't say the first one, but it seemed like the overall response to that by many Falcon fans was a good amount of people that felt like it was time for that move. So, but right now we're here to talk about Trae Young, Hawks moving on from him. And here's what I'll say in regards to Trae and the defense. You're right. There's a bunch of superstars that don't play great defense, but what's around them? All right. And no one was saying Trey needed to be traded because he didn't play defense. It was just being noted. At least I can speak to, I can speak on behalf of Dukes and Bell, all right, because I produced the show. We were all in agreement that it wasn't a problem that Trey necessarily didn't play defense. It's just that when you're playing teams and your team is not a very strong defensive team, your star – who is a known defensive liability, like, it wasn't a good look, if that makes sense. Like, you can't have a star that's a defensive liability and the rest of the team is not necessarily great defensively. Now, Quinn Snyder was supposed to come in and be this defensive-minded guy. I don't know. Maybe he's got some things he's got to try to figure out. Maybe Trey moving on helps him implement what he wants to implement defensively. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. You do have Dyson Daniels and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, both great defensive players. My biggest issue now is they do need some length. Kristaps Porzingis, we're not getting enough out of him in terms of minutes on the court because he does provide some of that length that we need. So, you know, I don't know what the Hawks are going to try to do with him because of the illness. And, you know, you don't want to wish anything, you know, negative. You know, you only want to be positive about the situation. But if that's going to be limiting him, that's something else. And, again, he's got a friendly tradable contract as well. So they'll be able to move on from him, which most people feel like that was probably going to be the case, depending on how things worked out. So we'll see. Meet holding me down and holding patiently to get on. Meet, how you feel? Hawks moving on from Trae Young.
Man, it hurts a bunch, man. Even though I knew it was inevitable, like when he got hurt, I said to myself, like, okay, we're going to see how he fits when he come back. When he's gone, we're going to see how the team do. And they went on like a 5-6 game winning streak. They started to surge. And I said, man, when he come back, if they start losing, he's out of here. And that's exactly what happened. But it hurts a lot to see Trey go, man. He was must-see TV. He was electrifying, man. And I didn't like the way that he didn't get, like, the proper farewell. Like, I felt like they should have just stopped the game, and it should have been a round of applause, let everybody know that he was getting traded. That didn't really sit well with me, man. I just felt like we should have been able to show our appreciation to him. Like, he probably will get it when he come back. But I felt like at that moment, we should have been able to, you know, clap him off the court. I know Jalen Johnson's good, man. And I understand the move that was made and why it was made. And I know it had to be done, but it hurts a lot. And, man, the Hawks are just going to be the laughing stock of the league again at this moment because it's like, man, y'all traded Trey for C.J. McCollum? Like, what are y'all thinking? And it's just people looking at the surface, not looking at it down the road to see that we got a bigger plan. It hurts right now. And I know we're gonna come from it in the long run. But, man, we could possibly see Trey in another uniform, probably holding up a banner. I mean, holding up a trophy because he's that good of a player, man.
There it is. Me, appreciate the call. And he's spot on. Because, Noel, I know you say you've had some challenges with trusting front office and whatnot when it comes to Atlanta sports. But I want to remind everyone that Anse Sala, prior to his coming to here in Atlanta, spent time in Golden State, spent time in San Antonio. I say all that to say I would like to think he's learned. He's watched two franchises that have been very successful build their teams. He knows what it takes. He knows the type of moves that had to be done in order for San Antonio and Golden State to get to where they're at. So I would like to think he's taking that knowledge and he's finding a way here in Atlanta to start to build that type of situation.
I 100% agree, Dada. I hope I'm completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I'm rolling on year 30 of Atlanta sports fandom. And I'm just going through my Rolodex of history. And I'm just coming up a little frustrated. But I always look on the positive side. So I am hoping that I am dead wrong about all of this.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Cross my fingers.
I get it. I get it as someone, you know, that's a diehard fan. It sucks when your team is not doing well and it happens for a long time. So I 100% get it. All right, we're going to head to the phone lines. One more. Let's talk to Joel. Joel actually called. He's one of my guys for High School Hoops whenever we press Sports Nation, but he's a basketball person, period. So, Joel, how do you feel about the trade, Trae Young moving on from Atlanta to the Wizards?
How long has he been here?
8 years, bro.
Man, 8 years too long. So, I mean, honestly, when Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got traded from the Clippers to Oklahoma City, the next trade should have been Young for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That should have been the next trade. He's being traded to the Washington Wizards. Why are we in Atlanta upset? Have you been to a Washington Wizards game?
Well, I think some people are taking it, looking at it. I don't know that they're upset that he's traded to Washington so much. I think it's more a fact that people just don't want to see him go. And I get that. I get it. He's been great.
I don't know. I don't get it. He's not Iverson. He's a great person. I've met him several times. He supports the Hawks. He's not that guy. He's not that guy. He never was going to do anything in basketball in Atlanta that make you keep coming back. Mm-hmm. He is just the most recent Joe Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's the most recent Neat. Joe Johnson is still in Atlanta doing stuff. Y'all got to get over this. He requested to be traded to the Wizards. To the Wizards. That is the most entertainment team ever. That's the team that was mixed up with Ace Bailey and Nate.
Yeah.
To the Wizards.
Yeah.
So my thing is, listen, Atlanta, he was 2-8 on the floor. I saw him play. I was in the gym.
Yeah, 2-8 since he came back. Yeah,
and I was in the gym when he lost to the Bulls. I was there. you have to understand, and I'm not a Duke guy. I'm a Carolina, North Carolina guy. But Jalen Johnson is much better to deal with than Trae Young. They're going to talk about he don't play defense. He don't. The assist numbers are inflated. There's a lot of things basketball-wise. Like, we just got to understand. It was overdue. He went to the Wizards. I personally, I'm just glad he didn't go to the Bulls. But I think the Hawks are setting up to actually do some things. Like, it's going to take some time. And I know Atlanta people, they really are diehard. But you just have to understand it's a business at the pro level.
Yeah.
It's a business. And if Washington wanted to take that chance, he got the chance to – pick up the contract or not, like, that's fine. Like, they're Washington. Like, you have to understand, like, the Wizards have not been relevant since they've been the Wizards.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Joe, we're up against it, man. And Atlanta, I want to say thank you. Look, when the boss man said, look, we got to push Press Sports Nation back at least an hour, I said, listen, I 100% get it because this is big. We kind of knew it was coming. In fact, once we knew that, once reports came out, CJ McCollum wasn't suiting up for the Wizards tonight, that pretty much was the icing on the cake that this thing was about to go down, and it was just a matter of when. I'll be honest, didn't know it was going to happen tonight, but it did. So here's the thing, Atlanta. We're moving forward. It is what it is. Waiting for the official statement from the Hawks, but Trae Young, as reported by Sham Sharania, is now a Washington Wizard. I will say this. They got to figure some things out because without Trae Young on the court, the Hawks have a 112.5 offensive rating. That puts them 25th in the NBA. So you make this move, we got to get some things figured out. All right? Thank you so much. All right, I ain't going nowhere because now Prep Sports Nation is coming up after the break. Appreciate if you were waiting for that and you stuck around. Thank you. It's coming up in just a few minutes. Appreciate everyone calling in. And again, make sure you're locked in. First thing in the morning with the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews, rolling right into the morning shift. Andy or Steakhouse, Andy Randy, Dukes and Bell, this Trae Young coverage all day long for you. So don't make sure you just, if you go to sleep, leave this on. Don't change this dial. Don't get off the app. None of that. All right. We'll be back with Press Sports Nation on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.